Movie, film, 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 film,
episode of Movie.
Movie.
Film.
Film. It's the podcast where we pick a flick and decide if it's a movie or a film.
Yeah.
I'm Nate, and do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right? Right?
Ooh. And I'm Terrell, and stop being such a butt pirate. Mine's is from Fat Beach, which I don't think you would have guessed.
Fat Beach.
Fat Beach. P-H-A-T Beach.
Yeah, not familiar with Fat Beach.
Not a lot of people are going to be familiar with that one. It's from 1996, super low-brow comedy. Yours is definitely a Sandberg.
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, it felt very.
No, it's Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, Stephen Tobolowsky from what?
Groundhog Day.
Ah.
Ned Ryerson.
Yeah, I should have just said Groundhog Day.
It was right there.
It was like the most obvious choice.
Because we are doing a Groundhog Day with Palm Springs. Groundhog Day is a genre unto itself at this point.
I would say so. Yeah. There's a bunch like that, like Happy Death Day to you.
Yeah.
Just reliving the same day over
Source
and
code
over
for the
and
action
over.
Version. Before I Fall or After I Fall, I forget what it's called, for like the teen drama version, the slasher version. Yeah.
What would you
do? This isn't even the first romance version. There's About Time with Rachel McAdams, the queen of romantic time travel.
Was she in the Time Traveler's Wife or something?
Yeah.
She was.
And Doctor Strange.
She was.
She loves them time travelers.
And multiverses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she is not in Palm Springs, today's picture. You know who is?
Who?
Well, just like the three people, I was just surprised to see Andy Samberg, Kristen Milioti, and J.K. Simmons. We haven't done either of them. This is our first time talking about all three of them.
Oh.
Isn't that surprising?
And yeah, a little.
Yeah.
A little surprising.
Only person in this we've done before, June Squibb, who was in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Has a much smaller role in Palm Springs, but is equally as...
Yeah, can we talk about the June Squibb cameo when we get there and what that meant?
Yeah. Just going to use that to lead into Crew Love, though, just to highlight some members of the crew who've worked on things we've discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Because June Squibb, not the only person that was also in Nebraska. Soundman Patrick Cycone Jr. worked on Nebraska and Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Oh, nice.
In the costume department, Colin Wilkes did the costumes for this and Support the Girls.
Love it.
Yeah. Video effects, Tim Ledoux also did those subtle effects on The Invitation.
Mm.
And finally, production and art design, Jason Kisvardi and Kelsey Ephraim worked on Sorry to Bother You.
Okay.
Which... It has much better production and art design than this.
Not that this is called for anything too loud. Very, very just like subtle,
real
life, nothing extra.
Yeah. Well, now that we gave the crew some love, should we hear the trailer?
We should hear the trailer.
Here's the trailer to hear for Palm Springs.
It's going to be a beautiful wedding.
Here you are. Standing on the precipice of something so much bigger than anyone here. But always remember, you are not alone.
I don't think that we met. I'm Sarah.
Niles.
Hi.
Hi.
It's going to be a beautiful wedding.
Good day so far?
Today, tomorrow, it's all the same.
You! What is going on? Hey, get out of the water!
Guess you followed me. It's one of those infinite time loop situations you might have heard about.
That I might have heard about?
Yeah.
The second you fall asleep, it all just goes back to the start.
I drove all the way back home to Austin, and I still woke up here.
One time, I smoked a bunch of crystal and made it all the way to Equatorial Guinea. It was a huge waste of time.
Well, then what's the point of living?
We kind of have no choice but to live.
No, I'm gonna get out of this.
Suit yourself.
See you tomorrow.
So now what do we do?
You just have to embrace the fact that nothing matters.
Do you sleep with people in here?
Great question. I have, but it takes a lot of work.
May I cut in? It's the first dance. And that's a deal breaker?
That didn't work. Let's waste some time.
Dance. No, the officiant. He's got a bag of sweets in his pocket.
You're right. Got him.
I can't keep waking up in here. Everything that we are doing is meaningless.
I hope it's not all meaningless.
At least you have each other. Nothing worse than going through this shit alone.
There's a bomb in the cake. Don't worry. I used to be a bomb guy. Stand back!
Oh, my God! Let me make it plain.
Gotta make way for it's gonna be a beautiful wedding.
Palm Springs is a 2020 American science fiction romantic comedy directed by Mark Spabakow in his feature directorial debut with a screenplay by Andy Ciara. It's a Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
Situation. This, you know, as I mentioned, came out in 2020, the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's not still a thing ravaging.
The COVID, we're still in people. The COVID area.
Yeah. I think when a lot of people were living in isolation, it definitely was released at like a perfect time on streaming. It was like, well, if my memory's correct, it was like after we had been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
And it's a movie about the guy that is doing that. Yeah.
It kind of.
I remember relating heavily.
Yeah, you relate to it because, you know, in lockdown, every day just started to like bleed into one mm-hmm. another. It just started to feel like the same thing. And you were maybe losing track of like what day of the week it was or like when things happened because it was just like blah, blah, blah. It was the same thing over and over. So it was kind of like a real life groundhog day.
Yeah,
for lockdown during COVID.
Yeah, so definitely, especially like the first time I watched it, maybe even the rewatch, felt very connected to the emotional resonance of just like everything's the same. What's the point of it anyway?
And mm-hmm.
trying to find a way out of that.
Yeah. Although
it's kind of waned on this rewatch. I think it's my third or fourth time seeing it.
Mm-hmm. And so it didn't.
It's
hit.
It's a movie.
It didn't hit. Well, I don't think that's a secret. I was going to say movie too.
Yeah.
I
was just leading up to that prejudgment because I don't wait for the end anymore. And if that's the only reason why you listen to this podcast.
No, do not stop listening.
You can turn off. It doesn't matter.
No,
sponsors only give us money if they listen to the end.
Till the end. You heard that. If we had them. I was just going to say during our groundhog experience, I wish I had a pool. I mean, that would have made it better.
Yeah.
You know, just wake up, get on a pizza floaty with a beer.
Or a wedding full of potential lovers.
Yeah.
Just rotating nightly.
Mm-hmm.
Different wedding guests.
Yeah. You want to just start?
Yeah, the first shot is of a goat. Pretty random.
Mm-hmm.
Might come back later. Maybe it's Chekhov's goat. And then there's an earthquake, tectonic plates shifting.
The earth opening.
Which is revealed possibly to be a dream because our next shot is a close-up of Niles, played by Andy Samberg. It's his eye opening up.
Mm-hmm. Lots of wake-up shots.
Yeah. A lot of going to sleep or dying shots followed by wake-up shots.
Mm-hmm.
So he wakes up in this hotel room because he's in Palm Springs for a wedding. His girlfriend, Misty, is a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
And all Niles says is nice legs to Misty. And she says, fine, let's have sex real quick.
Mm-hmm. And then try and have a quickie.
She literally cannot break a sweat while doing it, though.
Yeah. And she's not really into it.
No.
And so he tries to, like, speed up, and it's not working. And so she's like, okay, I got to go. And then she's, like, looking through her luggage, and she just keeps going, fuck.
Fuck. Shit.
And he's, like, jerking off to her, just saying shit while, like...
Yeah, realizing what she forgot to pack.
Yeah. And it still doesn't happen for him. And so they get into this conversation about, you know, I've never had this, not even with older guys.
Yeah. You just can't get into it. He asks her at one point to kill him, but mm-hmm. she says, we don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the poolside in a pizza raft
mm-hmm.
with a can of beers. And we meet Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how are you doing? And Jerry says, ask me again. The night's young. Anything could happen.
And then he gives him a little eyebrow raise.
Anything could happen.
And Niles just says, not today, Jerry.
Yeah.
And that comes back later. Mm-hmm. You figure out what that means.
Yeah, Chekhov's Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
This Palm Springs just does a great job of setting everything up right away. And in a way that doesn't feel tedious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in a lot of those like Groundhog Day-ish features, you see the setup and you just know, okay, they're just setting this up so they can go back to this again and again.
Yeah.
But I feel like Palm Springs avoids a lot of that. And everything's just fun mm-hmm. and funny. I guess something that helps, well, maybe I'm jumping ahead.
Go ahead.
It's just like a clever screenplay, the way it starts out with Niles already in the loop.
Yeah.
But the viewer, the first time listener, doesn't know that yet. If you haven't seen Palm Springs yet, watch Palm Springs.
Yeah, streaming free. Then, well, not free, but it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have Hulu.
Yeah, you have Hulu, right?
Yeah. If you got Hulu, watch Palm Springs.
All right, we got our Hulu sponsorship tag in. You can turn off the podcast now. We get
our introduction to Sarah.
Yeah.
And you know, our introduction to her is her talking to a bartender and just being like, today is not the day for moderation.
Hmm.
And so the bartender pours her more wine, making her glass full. So we know that this character is not in the mood for all this like lovey-dovey wedding family stuff. Misty gives a bad speech.
Hilariously bad. Just like
really bad.
Off-color jokes about the couple's love life.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like trots out a dictionary definition. I don't even remember what it is. Like love or something.
Yeah.
They define love as... And it's so funny. Like the cadence that she ends on
mm-hmm.
is unclear to everyone that she's ended the speech.
No, yeah. The bride is like, oh, she's done. And then she starts clapping and then everyone claps.
Yeah.
And then they try to get Sarah, who is the sister of the bride, the maid of honor, to give a speech. If you are the maid of honor, you usually give a speech, but Sarah is not ready at all. She does not want to do it, which gives enough time for Niles to hijack the microphone.
Yeah, he swoops in,
mm-hmm.
Really saves her. And he does this fantastic speech, pointing out all these like personal details, like how would this guy know that she got a bone marrow donation,
mm-hmm.
all while making like extremely uncomfortable, intense eye contact with Sarah.
Yeah.
She's definitely an air of mystique to this man
mm-hmm.
in her eyes. By the way, Kristen Milioti, beautiful big eyes.
Beautiful big eyes. Yeah. Very Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Big eyes, dark hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is she, a movie star?
So yeah, he has his eyes set on Sarah. I mean, really set on Sarah. He's doing like this really like cool dance routine.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah. Because
he knows how everyone's going to move, so he's able to use that to do his charming.
Yeah.
Great sequence.
He's like dancing with people, dancing in between people.
Avoiding
he's
able, spills.
Avoiding like helping someone not fall on the ground, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to hook up with Sarah.
Yeah, he can smell her perfume.
But Sarah's just like, aren't you Misty's boyfriend? And he's just like, well, she's cheating on me. And then it cuts to them outside of the window of the room where Misty and Trevor
the efficient.
He's eating her out.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Which brings Niles and Sarah together.
Mm-hmm.
Brings them to the desert, the outskirts.
Mm-hmm. To a secluded area, just
further away from the reception. Yeah, they start to make out intensely on some rocks, which looks pretty uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, oh my goodness.
And she can't get his shorts undone.
So he has to take them off. And as soon as he does, an arrow from a bow and arrow goes into his back.
An incredible turn, because even if you turn on this movie and you heard what it is, you know it's a Groundhog's Day, and you suspect, okay, this guy's already in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect that arrow to come out.
Yeah.
Right? When they're like joking about, oh, you wear underwear under the swim trunks.
Yeah. And like, doesn't everyone?
And then all of a sudden the bongos come in. Really good music on this. Just brings up the intensity and violence.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a man hunting him now?
Yeah, apparently he's being hunted by a man named Roy. And that's all we get so far about Roy, the person that's hunting him. He drags himself into a cave,
mm-hmm.
With like a fiery mystical light.
Yeah.
And Sarah is behind him and he's yelling at her to stay out.
Yeah. Don't follow me.
Now we don't see her at this exact moment go into the cave. We just see him wake up.
Mm-hmm. And it's November 9th again. By the way, I did pick this because you told me we were doing summer movies.
Yeah.
Did not remember that this takes place November 9th.
Yeah.
I stand by the, I mean, it's called Palm Springs.
It's like the aesthetic.
The aesthetic of it with him in the Hawaiian shirt and then by the pools.
In the desert, in the sun.
It's, if not literally, takes place in the summer. It's definitely got that vibe.
Yeah. I mean, it's hot enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's November 9th, again, the height of summer, and Niles is once again in the pool, and all of a sudden...
his words take Sarah on new meaning about every day being the same. Like, his like very blasé like attitude
now that
makes
you
more
have
sense.
This realization, oh, he's been doing this for who knows how long.
Yeah. So everything is going as planned, as we've seen, and then Sarah comes out screaming.
Throwing beer at him.
Yeah, what did you do? What did you do? And literally attacks him in the pool.
And then we get a flashback to the night before, but from her perspective,
mm-hmm.
where this man she's making out with gets struck by an arrow, crawls into a cave, says, don't follow me, and she follows him
mm-hmm.
and is sucked up and then wakes up, and it's the same day as before.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the first like Groundhog's Day movie I can think of where there's like someone else in the loop. I mean, I guess that show, TV show did it, that I won't spoil, but in terms of movies,
yeah,
it's an interesting concept to have two people.
Three people.
Three people. I forgot about Roy.
Yeah, three people in the time loop together. Okay, so somehow, I guess because Sarah's wet, Talia... which is her sister name, falls on her face and cracks her teeth.
When Sarah goes out to the pool to confront Niles, Sarah's like, what are you doing? And she slips and cracks her teeth. So then it's like she's going crazy at Niles to try to figure out what happens, but then there's even more just catastrophe.
Chaos. And the Sarah's throwing up. She can't handle this. Yeah. Yeah.
Blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then the line from Peter Gallagher, her dad, This dentist glues teeth.
Yeah.
We're good. Like,
bloody mouth and all. So now Niles explains to her that they're stuck in an infinite loop.
Yeah, if you fall asleep or if you die, it just resets the loop. It's going to be November 9th again.
Mm-hmm.
So she's waiting for him by the cave to see what it's all about. And he says, no, you have to wait. and he times it so that he like climbs up on these rocks and says, "I am the Antichrist," and snaps his fingers right as the earthquake comes,
yeah,
revealing the cave. She wakes up again.
Mm-hmm.
Her first move is to drive home.
Yeah, nonstop, no sleep.
A gulp of coffee. Yeah, from Palm Springs to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
She gets home and does that thing where she tries not to fall asleep. And great opportunity for an actor with eyes like that, because you just get the focus on the eyes closing and her waking up again and closing. Mm-hmm. Really well cast for this.
And yeah, she wakes up in the same place again. She's just like, God damn it.
Yeah, so then she's with Niles in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just going to kill him.
Yeah, she's going to kill both of them.
He braces for death because even though you die and you always wake up, you can still die slowly, and you don't want to slowly die in the ICU.
Because the pain is real.
Yeah, that's intense.
That's intense. And then we get the story of Roy.
Yeah, I love how this comes about. They're in this bar playing darts. And by the way, Niles is just amazing because he's done it, had so much time to practice darts. Mm-hmm. I love that they don't have flashbacks. The way he challenges
Darla.
Yeah.
And she's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, with such familiarity.
Yeah.
They don't like overdo this with flashbacks like in Groundhog Day. Not that Groundhog Day overdid anything. It was the original. But like him learning the piano slowly over time and getting better.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that with Niles with all these like random skills that he has. Like elsewhere in the movie, he like will crumple up the wrapping from his taco and like just throw it without looking right into the trash can.
Yeah.
He's really good at darts. And mm-hmm. he has all these like small skills he's picked up.
It's like those little indications that let us know that he's been here for a really
very long time. Yeah. Yeah. So he challenges Darla to darts and is shooting bullseyes until, him throwing the dart is cut, spliced with the, arrow going into Niles in a flashback for Sarah, who says, wait, what the fuck was up with that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Just, some nice editing. And he reveals that that's Roy. Back in the early days, we partied together and he followed me into the cave, and then we get the great flashback where J.K. Simmons shines as Roy.
Yeah, it's a good flashback because they just have an amazing night together where they drink and they do drugs.
He's got this hat. Niles says, I like your hat. And mm-hmm. and J.K. Simmons says, of course you do.
Very confident, man. They like slow dance together.
With now Niles wearing the hat.
Yeah. And Roy says, you know, and like, you know, drunken haze, like, this is the best night of my life. I never wanted to end. And Niles takes that literally. He's like, I know a way in which I can make that happen for you. And he takes him to the cave, but doesn't really explain to him what's going to happen because he's also drunk and high. Yeah.
Your ancestors are here. Your answers are here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's two very different things, but okay, I'm in. So he's in. And he does not like being in.
No.
And even though he lives all the way out in Irvine, he still makes the trek to Palm Springs every once in a while to torture Niles in the name of revenge.
Yeah, we get a montage of of all the times. Well, not all the times, but a lot of the times in ways that Roy has killed.
Including like filling the pool with gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
And you just see the fire and the reflection of his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now Sarah and Niles are eating at a taco truck.
They talk a little bit.
About sex.
Sex. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Who have you slept with? You've been here so long.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender.
I said her name.
Hmm?
The woman that he was throwing
darts
with.
Oh, Darla.
Darla.
Slept with Darla.
Slept with Jerry. That was hot.
Possibly slept with her dad. We see a flashback and he says, just kidding.
But.
I don't know.
Not yet. I don't know. What are we doing?
That was hot too. I had a crush on Peter Gallagher since the OC.
Stepdaddy.
It's the eyebrows for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells Sarah that he has not had sex with her before.
Mm-hmm. But do we believe it?
I don't know.
Mm.
Sarah has this idea. Maybe we're stuck in here because it's like a karma thing.
Yeah.
So they go back to the wedding, and she interrupts during the ceremony and whispers something in her sister's ear. We don't know what it is, but it makes them both cry.
Mm-hmm. And she leaves.
She leaves, and she's back at the bar partying because she believes it's all going to end. But she wakes up the next day.
Yep.
And so she joins Niles in his nihilistic, hedonistic pursuit of just seizing the day and just doing whatever you want with no consequences.
Yeah. And it's a really fun montage.
Yeah, they just become friends in the loop.
Yeah, and they start to wake up happy, you know? Yeah,
they wake up smiling, like looking forward to whatever they're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
There's
guns, and they die together.
Yeah, they go to the shooting range, Spud's range.
They see that go still an airplane and crash.
Yeah, they have a pool party at his safe house, which is like a house nearby, and the people are out of town, so they get their own personal pool.
Mm-hmm. They do a dance routine.
By the way, this is the second... first we did a film, now it's a movie of that features like a person... like standing up in the car doing like a music video thing out the sunroof.
But, it's such a summer thing.
Yeah, but like Hereditary, like this one doesn't go well also. So people, keep your limbs inside the vehicles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He kills her.
He kills her, she dies, but she wakes right up.
They do this good bit where they put a bomb in the cake, and he has like a crossbow, and he shoots the bomb out. And then Sarah shows up with the eye patch and a Russian accent. And it's like this villain bit.
Mm-hmm. That has to be like from a soap opera.
Yeah.
Or like a daytime soap or something.
Remind me of like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Because I remember they did something like that in Futurama, and it was in like the soap opera episode. So it was very soapy.
Yeah. There's also this funny bit where Sarah's giving Niles a back tattoo, and he's like, and you're getting the race car, right, with the flames, and then you see she's just doing a dick.
Right.
But and then they cut to it later in the montage, and you see that he's giving her a dick tattoo, but she's saying, and you got the balls, right?
Right, nice and smooth, like I want them, right?
The jizz coming out perfect.
Yeah, dotted lines.
And, throughout this montage, they seem to be getting very close and perhaps even falling for each other.
Mm-hmm.
All until one night, they camp out in the desert. We learn a little more about Sarah. We learn she was married for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was divorced. Niles can't remember what his job was when asked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're on shrooms. Those are the three things we learn.
Yeah, we get to see what they see a little bit on the shrooms.
They see dinosaurs.
Like dinosaurs. I can only make out one, a long neck dinosaur. Yeah. Was there more?
I think there was another.
Okay.
It's like dark, though.
It's dark. I can only see the long neck.
I'm sure they didn't have a super high VFX budget.
Yeah.
What VFX was even in the invitation? Like the lanterns, maybe?
I guess the lanterns... And maybe, I don't know, some of the violence.
Yeah.
I guess.
So anyway, they see dinosaurs and they finally have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this really cute moment where they're cuddling. And I think he's asleep. They're face to face. And she's keeps waking herself up again and smiling, like trying to stay up and just be in that moment next to him. I thought that was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to Sarah waking up, and we get to see what she's been waking up to every day, or every November 9th that she keeps experiencing.
Yeah.
And that's Abe, the groom, her sister's fiancé.
Yeah.
In the shower, kicking her out of the room.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's messy.
It's messy. You are messy.
So yeah, she's feeling a lot of guilt, and Niles is like excited to talk about what had happened, but she's not doing great.
Yeah, Niles, is like, nothing matters, and now he's excited, and now Sarah's like, nothing matters, right? Like she's acting out in a strange way.
Yeah, they went
in
the other direction.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's a cop trailing them.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out to be Roy, with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah runs him over.
Yeah, like clips in between two cars.
Because nothing matters, right?
Nothing matters. But then a real officer comes up and they get arrested.
And tased.
And tased.
And they have a big argument, detained by the side of the road. Sarah calls Niles a pretentious sad boy, which I had never heard in a feature before.
Mm-hmm.
And Niles retorts that they've had sex 1,000 times.
Yeah. 1,000 times.
That all he has to do is save her from the speech and they have sex.
Mm-hmm. So in that moment, Sarah runs in front of an incoming truck.
Yeah, she ends that version of that day.
Yeah.
And then Niles doesn't see her again.
Yeah, she goes missing. She wakes up earlier and just, you know, leaves the room. And no one knows where she's gone.
Because she didn't even sleep in her hotel room, so Niles can't find her.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes many days without seeing her.
And he's very sad.
Until one of the days, he's in the groom's room as they're like doing coke, and he smells Orchid Explosion by Fournier.
Mm-hmm. And then he ruins the wedding. He spoils the wedding.
Yeah, he realizes what had happened, and he interrupts the reception with the pillow, like, in his face.
Yeah.
Confronting Abe about what he did.
Yeah. But it doesn't really matter, because the day's just going to restart.
Mm-hmm.
He finds Roy.
Yeah, he goes to Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
And finds Roy, and he sees Roy's life. And Roy, like, in the montage, what we saw of Roy was him saying his life is miserable.
Mm.
What's the word he uses? Marriage is a pit of bottomless pit of despair.
Mm-hmm.
But we see him now. He's happy. He says, ever since I went to the ICU after getting hit by that car, I realized the harm I was doing you. Yeah. You know, priorities change. And my wife's in the prime of her womanhood. I have these two beautiful children. So what if the son is watering dog poop?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, he has a new perspective after suffering and not being able to die, and then dying, and then being like, "Oh, that's what I've been doing. That's what that's like."
So he says, "I'm not going to hunt you anymore," and then
he's like,
"No," says, "Can you just kill me one more time so I can, you know, skip the traffic?"
Yeah.
He says, "All right, sure, get in the back." It's a shot of Andy Samberg just standing in a trash can, and J.K. Simmons has a crossbow like a foot from his head.
Mm-hmm. And shoots him right in the heart.
And shoots him in the heart. He just falls in the trash can and closes. And then we see what Sarah's been up to, which is waking up every morning, going to a diner, and studying physics.
Mm-hmm.
She gets like her own, like Bill Murray learns to play the piano type of thing.
Yeah, she proclaims that she's not going to be a shitty person anymore to Abe. And she's on this like learning journey where she's actually talking to scientists on, you know, Zoom.
Yeah, she uses some tech jargon towards the end of the montage, so you know she's really mastered it.
Yeah, she's really learning quickly.
And she has a way to get out. She kidnaps Spud's goat, Spud, the guy with the gun range,
mm-hmm.
And takes the goat into the cave. So now it's three people and a goat stuck in this loop.
Mm-hmm.
And puts explosives on the goat to test stuff. And wakes up Niles one morning to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
But before she can, he like gives his heartfelt apology and wants to stay with her forever and misses her. And she explains, says, "Okay, can I go now? I have a way to get us out."
Yeah, she is just like not fazed by it. She's over it. She wants out. Let's just do this. Let's go.
But he doesn't want to go out. He wants to stay in the loop with her forever. He's scared.
Yeah.
And he points out that he knows about Abe. And she's like, "Yeah, I can't keep waking up here. I need my life back."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she fails to convince him to join her.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, "Okay, but tonight I'm going in that cave. I'm blowing myself up. I'm getting out of here." So she attends the wedding.
Yeah.
She does it right this time.
Yes.
She's engaged. She watches with love for her sister.
She has a good speech.
Gives a really heartfelt speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to the cave with the a bomb vest.
I love how she looks at Abe, and she's just like, don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
And then doubles down on the look. And he's like, no, no, we're good.
Yeah. Niles is at that bar with Darla.
Mm-hmm.
And he realizes that he should be in the cave.
This is a rom-com.
I love that we get this. It's, yeah. I mean, the third act run to the person because time's running out and you love them. I mean, that's classic, but it's classic for a reason.
It's classic for a reason. And, you know, it doesn't take place in the airport, but it's still really good. His car breaks down, you know what I mean? Like, we feel like the need for him to get there. And then he tells this story to Spud about...
He pretends to be Spud's son.
Yeah. And he's like, I knew it. I always had a feeling. And he gets him to Sarah just in time. And I really do like this moment because, once again, Sarah's just like, I don't need another speech. Mm-hmm. I'll give you one sentence. And he just does this, like, run-on sentence.
Where he, like,
and
announces his punctuation,
yeah.
ampersand, colon.
Semicolon.
Yeah, like, chuckles. Dot, 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 she says.
Ellipses.
Yeah, ellipses.
Mm-hmm.
an emphatic period. And then she says, I'm pretty sure emphatic period is just an exclamation point.
He's like, yeah.
I didn't want to seem like I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says he would rather die with her in an explosion than remain in the loop alone.
Yeah.
Aw.
Very cute. And her response to that was like, I could live without you, but
let's
you
go.
You kind of make things kind of fun, so let's do this together.
They go into the cave and... Sarah looks him in the eyes and says, in case I don't see you again, I love you too. And the music swells and there's this really romantic slow motion kiss with like the explosion and the cave thing behind them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sweet moment.
Very big cosmic kiss, you know, earth shattering kiss.
Yeah. I like when sci-fi and romance go together well.
Mm-hmm.
It's often a lot of things you can say about love and relationships using sci-fi. It's nice.
So we don't know if it worked or not. But they're back at the pool at the safe house. Now I like the way that we learn that it worked because when they're at the safe house, he knows that the family doesn't come back on November 9th.
Turns out they come back November 10th.
Yes. And they're like, what are you doing in our pool? And that is pretty much
like
how it
the banter. They're like, what now? And he says, well, I'll pick up my dog. She says, you have a dog? That never came up before. Says, you never asked about Fred.
Fred?
What kind of dog is he? One of them shaggy ones.
One of those shaggy dogs. And so the movie's like ending, but we have this big question of, well, what about Roy? What about the third about person Roy? That's in this loop? And so we get this post-credit scene with Roy. Looking very stylish in his hat. He dresses the same, even though he could dress different.
Well, he knows he killed the look. He got it. Yeah, it was a good look. Try. Roy knows what he's doing.
And he goes up to Niall and he goes, hey, I got your girlfriend's text. Is it true? Is it going to work? And Niall's just like, who are you? I think you got me mistaken.
Yep.
And then he just smiles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we leave Roy. With the knowledge, with the information, with the choice to be like, okay, now I want to get back into my life.
Right.
With this new perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Palm Springs.
That's Palm Springs.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 127.
127.
Of movie, film. There's 126 other episodes for you to explore. You can also engage with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Movie Film Pod. Also email us at moviefilmpod@gmail.com.
That's moviefilmpod@gmail.com.
For all of your movie film needs. And we'll be back next time with another episode of Movie Film.
All
right, let's record it again.